Well,
right
now we're going to drink a little wine, learn a little bit about some wine as we do at this time every week with Eric Meehan from Bangor Wine and Cheese joining us.
Yeah.
Eric.
The people wanted Megadeth. I gave him Zach Brown.
Yeah.
you're welcome.
Zach Brown's great. You have brought a wonderful French wine.
I did. Well, so hi, everybody. I hope you're all feeling extra thankful. If there's a time of year to feel thankful, I think this is it. Not only because we're directed to do so by the calendar, but, you know, there's still no snow on the ground. Be thankful for that. Be thankful for what Bruce was saying before about the fact that we've all dealt with snow, and let us not forget this when you see a little precipitation on Turkey Day. So this is my annual, what I like to call my Thanksgiving and thanks pairing bit. Obviously, at this time of year, more than any other, I get asked about these two topics, and so I like to cover them here. And there's a lot of stress involved in this. Except there doesn't have to be. The New York Times wine writer Eric Asimov, and I love this, so I quote it every year, "You will be anxious before the holiday. The holiday always goes beautifully." So, point is, relax. We've all done this before. We all know how it goes. Hopefully, most of you are looking forward to not a tradition so much of family bickering, but of family love. But either way, sometimes that family love does need a little lubrication. So that's where we're here to help. These are simple do's, don'ts, thoughts on the thing. And then we'll talk about what wine we're drinking and what's going on with, holiday hours and stuff like that. So number one, the thing that I have to hit first and foremost, right? Price. Rule one. You don't have to spend a lot. Rule two, you have to spend more than you think. Wine, like everything else, has gone up in price. And certainly that holds true every year anyway. But now we are indeed starting to see the first shipments post-tariff that are bumping wines up a dollar, maybe two. Not as bad as we all thought. It's not just 25% more across the board. So thank goodness for that. But it's happening, and so, the wines that you know and love may be a dollar more now. They may be $2 more. The nice thing is, with all these crazy things happening, there's this great article I actually was just reading about Napa, but this is going on all over the world. A lot of folks are realizing that the price of wine is going up, 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 and they're trying to figure out how to make the price go back down and also at the same time be super friendly to the earth. So among other things, initiatives that I like are that people are using less bottles with less glass in them. If you've picked up, especially, attempts at trying to be impressive wine from the California greater region, you'll notice the weight of the bottles has just gone a little stupid, let's be honest. You're trying to impress people with mass, not quality. I mean, this is dumb. So there's a lot of initiatives out there, I promise you, trying to not only, save some pennies, but to save the earth. But you are, it's just like anything else. I always tell people, I remember going with my parents to buy my mom's Jeep back when I was young. And I remember watching my father write the check because
that's what you did.
that's what you did. That's how you bought a car. And I remember thinking, gosh, that's a lot. And it was $16,000. And that was for a nice Jeep. How much do you think a nice Jeep costs today?
I don't know, but you know what my first car cost? It only had 32,000 miles on it, and it was not a Jeep. It was $1,132. Yeah. I bought a new car 3 years later for $3,000, and the guy I bought it from forced me to finance the last $1,000 so I developed credit.
That's funny.
And I did it, and it was a good idea. Good idea.
That's very amusing. I'm just saying, we still have, and don't get me wrong, we still have some really excellent wines that are $10 and less, or $11 and less, or $12 and less. So there's definitely affordable quality wine out there. Just be aware of the thing. It's inflation. It happens, right? The only thing that doesn't go up is the minimum wage. That's for another topic, another time. So here's some ideas, right? This is the pairing part of this, right? Don't pair to the bird. Do pair to the beef or ham. Pair to sides. savory sides, sweet sides. Because let's be honest, turkey is turkey, right? It's pretty blank slatey. So A, you're dealing with stress and anxiety. Drink what you like. B, you're just trying to, you know, enjoy the evening. And in enjoying the evening, I mean, for my evening, the way I enjoy Thanksgiving dinner is all the sides. Like, yeah. A big green bean casserole is my favorite thing in the world. I mean, ever. My family first, then green bean casserole. Things you have to amend on air, yeah? And so I, you know, and some people really like, I grew up, you know, with sweet potato souffle, things like this. If you're eating things like that, maybe you want to pair the wines to something like that as opposed to just worrying about the bird. Whereas certainly things with beef or spiral glazed hams, they're going to have a little bit more flavor, a little more distinct things that you're going to want to kind of go up against with the pairing. And that's super easy. If you're not sure, ask your favorite wine merchant. We can help you out there.
Yeah, you said something to me once, and I saw it in the New York Times Sunday, echoed again, that really good wet North Pacific Coast Pinots go really well with turkey dinners at Thanksgiving.
Sure, for sure.
And that one you carry from Oregon is just unbelievably good.
The Alaje is the Alaje, great.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
It's fantastic. And it really does. But it's also just a pleasant wine, you know? Like, yeah. It's not overwhelming. It's just absolutely gorgeous. That's for folks who are listening. We've tasted that on the air before. This is the horse-powered winery, Doc and B, the two horses from the Lime Valley. Second tip preparing, buy enough. So what if you've got an extra bottle or two? You're going to drink them eventually, but don't be the guy who runs out of wine. Like, that's just weak, you know? And if cost is a problem, then buy two bottles of something less expensive. We can help you find something good. You know, I get it. People are on a budget. Don't be embarrassed to be on a budget. It's cool. Number three, don't be afraid to buy wine people haven't heard of. But do buy wine like you feel others would truly like too. Nothing to ruminate over. If you're the only wine geek in your family, don't get something really cerebral. It can be interesting and something you've maybe never heard of before, but don't, you know, make sure it's nothing super, like, no one else is going to like this at the table. Because unless you know your crowd really well, that's just not a good idea. Go with pleasers, right? And that's again, super easy. There are wines that I've had an awful lot of wines, folks. There's pleasers that I still love to drink. So it's not like you can't find something. They're out there, for sure. Give people options. White, red for sure, but also maybe rosé. Bubbles, something off dry. There's really great variety of stuff out there that, again, you may love, even if it's not like, oh, that's exactly what I was thinking. So give people options. It's a good idea. Try and buy wine that will taste good even out of whatever glassware you've desperately dug out of the dusty back corner of your cupboard, spit in, wiped out, and put at your Aunt Phyllis's spot because you never quite got over those nasty kisses you used to get as a kid. You don't need fancy stemware. You don't need anything cerebral. But there are certain things that, yeah, maybe you don't want to put in a mason jar if that's all you got. But there's plenty of stuff out there that is going to be great for you, even if all you got is, you know, plastic cups. So don't be afraid of serving with whatever you got, but, you know, Try to ask, like, hey, is this going to be good and whatever? Yeah.
I know you and I have talked about this. People may not understand how many good rosés and true Lambruscos are out there now.
Yeah, it's remarkable. Rosé has, I mean, obviously it's sort of taken off in the, we're going back to Grandma's White Zin. I've seen plenty of end caps now at Target and Walmart of all these new rosés that are made by Gallo and Constellation. But absolutely, you know, America being such a strong wine market, of course, the single largest consumer of wine now in the world, people, and now that we're drinking rosés, not just rosés, but like other interesting things, Petits Naturels, which are, you know, sparkling wines that are basically, they've been allowed to sparkle in the bottle. All sorts of, and you see a lot of, in fact, we have a Primitivo Petits Naturels right now. In the store. So it's pink Lambruscos, absolutely. And Lambruscos, if you don't know what those are, they're sort of frothy, darker rosé wines from the Bologna region of Italy, made to go with fatty sausages and stuff like that. They are killer. And we actually have a really good Lambrusco in a can right now, believe it or not.
Oh, I believe it, because the Lambruscos I've gotten for you have been fabulous. And I've had them over there in Emilia Romagna.
Which is a better place to have. Let's be honest. If you got to have them there. But have them here too. Try rosé. It's, you know, it's so good. It's my favorite thing. So it can't be that bad, right? My family's my favorite thing. Then the other thing, then green bean casserole, then rosé. Okay. I'm getting in such trouble and I didn't even mean to. let's talk a little bit about giving as well, yeah? First of all, and this is, you know, these first two are something that came from my mentor, Laurent Chapuis, who's French by birth. And he has a very, you know, good take on this. First of all, give a wine you like. And do so proudly. Don't only give wine if you like it, if you know it's the wrong call. I mean, you know, but be proud of what you're giving. And because of that, don't worry so much necessarily about gift bags. They're nice. We have a wide variety of them for sale, yada, yada, yada. But if you're bringing something to somebody's house, you know, to as a gift, there's nothing wrong with saying, here is a bottle that I think is great. I want you to share it with me, or I want you guys to have it. Doesn't need a bow. That's my humble opinion. If you are giving with the intent of sharing the gift, be straight about it, right? Say you brought this because you just had to share it with this person right this second, and do it or don't. But give it and drink what they are serving. And if they are not going to serve what you brought, suck it up. I hear so many people like, oh, I wish we had drunk that. Then open it. Make it clear that you brought this to share
with
them.
Bring a corkscrew with you and open it right for them.
No one's going to be offended by that, but don't be mopey if you go and you're like, I really hope we'd had that. That's on you, man. Just be straight about it. People love to share, and that's what you're doing it for. So do it. Price is important, as in, and this is for your relationship with your merchant, right? Just be honest about what you want to spend. Don't feel like $40 is a good starting point for a good gift. If $40 is not where you want to be, right? And lastly, and I cannot emphasize this enough, just because someone is the CEO of a company or won a Nobel Prize or one time met the Rich Kimball or Bruce Pratt doesn't mean they have a good palate or are accustomed to drinking high quality booze. I quote Aaron Rodgers, R-E-L-A-X. Relax. Trust your wine merchant. We won't make you look like a putz unless you piss us off. And then we might. We probably won't, because we care about the reputation of the store, but I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Be nice to us and we'll be great to you. So I have a couple minutes left. What are we drinking right now? Bruce referenced it earlier. We are drinking our wine of the week, which I recommended because I do think it's a wonderful pairing wine. It is the Chateau Pegau Côte de Rhône Blanc, right? So a white Côte de Rhône from the Chateau Neuf de Pape Estate Domaine Pegau, made by Laurence Ferreau, who is the, I believe, fifth generation winemaker there. And she makes this wine just exactly as they make their Chateau Neuf de Pape, which is in huge demi-moids, so like room size barrels, essentially, that are open to the air on top, and you crush the grapes and you put it in and you walk away. And you let your really good grapes get happy with each other, and then you bottle it and you release it. It is a very, very classic white Rhone blend, Claret, Bourg Blanc, Uni Blanc, Grenache Blanc. Wonderful apple and pear aromas, but drier than you might think, which I actually kind of like. It does have almost a slight, like, oxidated quality, like a Fino Sherry or something like that. It just goes so well with food. And with all those sides I was mentioning, it's screaming good. So normally $20.99 down to, I believe, $18.89 or something like that this week for a wine of the week. And if that doesn't suit you, we've got an awful lot of other wines that we can sell you right now. And my wife, who's the bookkeeper, would love it if you come in and frequented our shop and took some of those away, so that, you know, we can pay our bills and stuff and stick around for December. It'd be fun. before I run out of time, speaking of December, two tastings for all you fun-loving wine addicts, okay? So we've got the December 12th with Chartrand Imports. They are natural and biodynamic wine importers, actually based here in Rockland, Maine, predominantly French wines. Absolutely excellent. Probably stuff from the Loire Valley and also from southern France, so don't miss that. And then on the 19th, which will be our regular monthly tasting, we will be welcoming our friend from Agier's Den Meadery in Pittsfield, as well as showing off some wonderful wines for gift ideas and such. And I'll be back here next week to take on, I guess we're going to be doing the rest of the Southern Hemisphere.
Well, that sounds really good. And, you know, I know Rich would say this if he were here. I certainly mean it. I hope you and Christine, the kids, have a great Thanksgiving. And people, I can't tell you, if you don't think you understand what you want to do with wine, go ask these guys. They can tell you.